Today is the Shira Kapay Chashem. Kapay Chashem.
Why? Come on, Abba. Halozing. You can call it a fish, you can call it an insect. Anyway, so it's really an insect. But that is that creature in free blood. So the chalas is that. So Hashot Halozing, and it's found in the Mediterranean Sea. Hashot Halozing ve'apeitze in the higher velach. So if somebody captures Halozing and he crushes it, and when he crushes it, he squeezes out the blood. So only high one hat, only one hat. What one is called what no roche? Say in a pete, deich ke bi yodo sheyitzi dam in chayev laachas mishum tzeidi. Aber a tzielechi, what is not mechuye from the score of mitzvahs nishum. Why not? So the Gemara looks like. Reb Yude, then the Kamel says one hat on the score of tzot. Reb Yude says two hat. One on the score of tzot, and the other one on the score of dish. What's dish? When you take out one thing from the other, let's say the seeds of grain from the straw, that's dish. Here too, you take out the blood from the halozing, some melee is dish. Reb Yude in a psia bichlal dish. Shemifarei domen imenu kimifarei tuo mikashin shalom. Omulei in psia bichlal dish. That the psia, the crushing of the halozing, does not involve the meloch of dish. Why not? Omarobe, my time, the Rabbonon, kosavre in dishe el l'gidulei ka. So, that means, and if we pass the like the Rabbonon, that in dishe el l'gidulei ka, kevod, the machleket, the shenimiz, we discussed it. The machleket, the shenimiz, what does gidulei ka can mean? Because sometimes, when the Gemara mentions, in certain halachas, gidulei ka, it is understood in the narrow sense. But sometimes, let's say in regard to Maisasheni, so Dulikarke doesn't mean Dafke Mechuba Mamesh, but anything that is sustained by the Kark, it may also sustained by the Kark. It is a herbivorous animal. Some melee, it is sustained by that which grows from the karaki. So it's also, the question is, what does the word karaki here mean? Is it to be understood in the narrow sense of the karaki? In other words, mechuga le karaki mamesh, or in the broad sense of the karaki, anything that is sustained by karaki. So then the meaning is whether chilek is chayiv mishmudosh in the rais or not. So there's a machlokes l'shem. There are some l'shem who say that chilek is only a misal rabbonos. Why not a misal rais or dosh? Because in disha l'gulik harken, some l'shem who say no, that it's in the rais. So Rambam says it's the rais and the score of menachel, but that's most Rishonim don't agree with Rambam in that. So it's either most Rishonim so say that he's either higher from the score of Dosh, because the talk here is to be understood in the broad sense that anything that is sustained by Karki is considered a Karki, or it's only Shvus and not in the Raise, because English would not. But of course, according to Rav Yude, that yes, this is a little bit hard, so of course, chilek is chayiv mishmudosh. Now, it's according to the Rishonim, who say that chilek behima is chayiv mishmudosh, because the karak here is to be understood in a broad sense, so why isn't chalozin the karak? The answer is, chalozin is not sustained by the Kalki. He lives in water. So that's Halosim, he's certainly not in the Kalki. My time, Rabono, Kesavre, Kesavre, and Dishel with the Kalki. Now, the Moresikashi, so Tanakame says he's hired one house because of Tzeit. Rabbi says two, but no one says that he's hired Mishim to Asnishon. If he would be hired Mishim to Asnishon, so then Tanakame would say two Chatois, and Rabbi would say three Chatois. To be hired Name Mishim to Asnishon, because by crushing, by squeezing out the blood from Chalozin, the day of Mari killed the Chalozin. Omer Abiechanen Shepotzi Mes, that here the price is, but in the case where he squeezes out the blood of the Halozin, after the Halozin is dead. But it says Hasot Halozin, I mean, you can't even hear it. You should solve. If you have sold it, that thing, the answer is, at the time he captured it, it was living. Then he took it out from the water. And after a certain time, and the Aboshe died. So he's not hired Mishmizos Nishome. He's on account of the fact that because of his taking out the Halozin from the water, the Halozin ultimately died, because the Halozin activates and expedites his death by the jerking, by the pirokus that he does. So melee, the taking out water is not considered as the maise harit. Yes?
If you say that...
this artesian.
If you say that taking out the halozan, he's not killing him, he'll die by itself. I mean, it's like a rum instead of...
That's right, so that's what he says.
But even that pirokus means
that. No, because the Gemara says that if somebody takes out a fish from the arm, as soon as it dries up, so he's hired Mishmutuas Nishon. So there too dies by itself. The answer is, but he dies by itself as a result of being put in a place where there is no source of life. Source of life. Some melee, that's how he gives you a dying. So why is this different? Why is Halozin different? So Taisi says, because the fish doesn't activate, doesn't make any jerking when he's put on the aboshe, so he dies exclusively because he's not in water. Because the some melee who pulled him out of the water, the person, some melee is hired as if he, because it's considered how he will die. Mashiach came the Halozin, so the death of the Halozin is when you take him out, whether he keeps on being without a jerking to and fro, and you make all kinds of movement. And as a result of these jerkings, so his death is expedited. It, even without a jerking, ultimately he will die. But without the Halozin's jerking, so then he will die, let's say, an hour later. Because of the Halozin jerking piochus, so he dies 5 minutes later. So melee is considered, so he's not considered as the taking out of the water, is not considered as the Arigi Birai. That's what it is. Om Rabbeichan Shepotzimes, Rode Onar, Avil Tene Shepotzechai, Nisasi Kueitzel Tilas Nishomem. So Rove says, even if he squeezes out the blood while the Halozin is still living, he still cannot be mechayev mishum mitilas nishom. Why not? Because he's misasik nishom. He's not mishaving to kill him. He's only mishaving to squeeze out the blood. He's not mishaving to kill the Halozin. But the Halozin dies. So the Halozin is having. So the more the kashu abaye, Rove damet abaye. Made Reb Shimon Psikreish of the Yomud. That's Mamish Psikreish. It's Mamish the same thing. Yeah, I still don't make a difference whether you chop off the head or you do some other form of Arigya. So, some melee, it should be considered as Havi. So, you know, like the Tere, Shana Hoche, the Kame, the Yisbe, Nishome, Tzvei Nichale, Keheiche, the Leitzel, Tzip. So, there are three different shots. What's the Tere's Muna? Now, let's see the Rashi. Nisasi Kuei Tzentros Nishome, Kilei Ma'ali Gadun Tus Nishome, Have a Nisasi Bidavarache, have him left as Machsheves, Shane and his having she owns. So, how do you see from Rashi? We see from Rashi that Rashi is Chelik and Tesis. Because Tesis says in Tesis Brahmas, Nisasiko is to show me that this Nisasik does not mean this special din of Nisasik as Shabbos that is implicit in Lechas Machsheves. But this Nisasik means it's not Nisabin. The general din of any mishaven, kolater kule. Now, the price of Shabbos no, because Shabbos is ligorat and kolater. So according to Teisves, has nothing to do with the Gnosa Kostum Lechas Machsheves. But Rashi, we see, is chelik and Teis. Rashi emphasizes here, Nisasiku. Eitzo etilas nishome, kaleino ligam, etilas nishome, havi Nisasik, vidobaracha, viloi havi Lechas Machsheves. Rashi should say, we have a Dorosh in Yitzchavim, what is the name of Avim Lechas Machsheves? It's peculiar to Shabbos. So we see that the Rashi is chelik. Alright. So in other words, the machlek is between Rashi and Teisves. According to Teisves, Misasi, when Rabbi says Misasi, he doesn't mean the special din of Misasi of Shabbos, which is increased in Lechas Machsheves, but the general din of Dorosh in Yitzchavim. According to Rashi, it means the special din of Nisasik that is implicit in Lechas Machsheves. Alright, Kalim Agam Dun Shom, I'm Nisasik Levarach here. So we have in Lechas Machsheves, Shem Nishabin Shiyomus, Tzvei Nichalei, Shedamachai Teibames, Vichiv Nichol Atzem Nishabin Vitereach Lishem Rishol Yomu Biyodei, Afim Meis Inkam El Nisasik. And what does he mean, Nisasik? So we've seen already. He doesn't mean Lechas Machsheves. He means Dorashim is. He means Lechas Machsheves, Rashi. Teisves says he doesn't mean that. But Rashi means Lechas Machsheves. Vichy made Rav Shimon b'Yichvesley. In Yisrael, in Yilchav, in Yilchav. Now, the Rav mentions this Gemara as one of the Rayas. Now, the Rav mentions this Gemara as one of the Rayas for his Halacha. The secretion of Yichvesle is muta. It's muta on the rice level, and the old shitty is it's even muta on the rabbonim level. Now, so, he has many rice. One gemore is in Zvochim, is out in Yayinagodiyishim. So he's mechabed the fire of Mizbeach and Mizalav. Eishtam comes there, we see of it. The answer is, he doesn't care whether the fire of Mizbeach will be extinguished or not. Another more is hold out of the day, if somebody is still a shulshi, he plucks out unfavorable mess or twigs from the karke, and with that he's miyape, the karke, he's miyape the karke, so he's a chayef or he's not chayef, so the Torah says, because it is only pure, so it's nichalei. Even though he's not mishaving to be after the karki, he just wants to be tailored to the so, but since he does it anyway, and he profits from it, because it's his own field, some melee is higher. But Dara the Chafa doesn't care, so it's execration. So it's execration. It was like this is how the law has planned it, so he's potter. And there are many other lines, So this Gemara is one of the riots of law. In other words, Kash Gemara was, it should not be a good person to commit. So Gemara said he's not Mishab. But it's a situation. The answer is, in view of the fact that while the Chalozin is alive, so then the blood is clear and better, so he is not happy with the killing of the Chalozin. But he can't help it. His need of blood, so So he squeezed out the blood, even though it's not the best that he would like to have. So it's certainly a psychiatrical reactus, like it's more than a psychiatrical reactus, like it's psychiatrical reactus, like many of the shaman use the expressions psychiatrical reactus and psychiatrical reactus, like interchangeable, many of the shaman. But the Miri doesn't use these expressions interchangeably. In other words, so psychiatrical reactus, like the Miri uses for a case where one is mishaven to do act number one, and that necessarily entails act number two, which is in Loche, and is indifferent to the fact that act number two entails act number one. Don't care one way or the other. Don't make a difference. So, that's the psychiatrical difference. Then the Miri sometimes uses the expression psychiatrical nichab, kosher. And then he explains that it means kosher. It's not that he's indifferent. He is just indifferent. Hold on, so there it's a question of indifference, because he's not an enemy of his neighbor. He's just not such a friend that he should have an enemy. He's indifferent. That's the reason. But here, he's upset about the fact that the chalazon dies. And if he could manipulate to squeeze out the blood of the chalazon, and with the chalazon remained alive, then he would do it. Because then the blood would be clear. So it would be better for him. But he can't help it. So he accepts the lesser. He can't have the maximum, so he agrees to have the minimum. So that's psychiatrical nichal. So in Rashi here we see very strange things. The Miri endorses the Shiva. Rashi says three nichale, Shedama chai tevi dames. The chidin de cholatzman is chavin yitereach v'shomrei, shoyonus biyodei atum ves, in kanor misas. The chimei nerefinen, v'midel v'yich v'slei. So does Rashi agree the Shiva v'oloch? No. Rashi is explicitly chelik and shikor, because when does Rav Shimon say, when we say made of Rav Shimon tzikreshe, that is chayev, so tzikreshe de lo yich vesle, he doesn't say tzikreshe de michal, he mentions the need of yich vesle, even if he's indifferent, as long as he's not upset about it, So it's made a rapshim in this time. Mashenkin here, it's not lichusle. It's koshale, it's lichale. He's upset about it. But he can't help it, so he's ready to accept the lesser. So the least of the, I mean, the lesser benefit, he must have blood to use as a dial stop. He must have the blood to use as a dye stock. He must have it. So even if he cannot have in the form that he to be the best, so at least he'll have it in a moderate way. But he's upset about it. So psychiatrically nichale, then Rav Shimon is not mechayev. And why is Rav Shimon not mechayev in psychiatrically nichale? Because of the Rosh Nishabim Vlad Rehule, or because of the special din by Shabbos. Rashi before said that Nisasi is Poter here because of Nachpeches. So that means that in Vlad Rehule there is no difference between Tzikreshel Nirpeslei and Tzikreshel Nirpeslei. So just as made a Rav Shimon Tzikreshel Nirpeslei, so in Vlad Rehule Rav Shimon will be made in Tzikreshel to a Nirpeslei. Also, in Tzikreshe, doing Michale also. Now, there is ignoring Shmina Shvotzi. So a certain Keshalikrim was used, this man Chazal, for jaundice. For jaundice. In other words, a person who had jaundice, so he took a certain medication, so he was cured of the jaundice. But you know, today, we constantly see it, that if a certain medication is effective for one condition, so it has a side effect, and it produces another condition. We see it constantly. We see it constantly. In other words, aspirins are good to prevent a stroke, but they can cause a bleeding ulcer. So many people who are taking many aspirins in order to thin out their blood, so it's good for them. It prevents a stroke, but they get a bleeding ulcer. So the same the side effect. So gamezeli umazeo soviki. So in other words, Kagdenishalva created medicines, but at the same time, some of the medicines have a side effect. So the kishalikrim, that is a cure for jaundice, causes sterility. So now the question is, can a person take a kishalikrim, that causes sterility? It's love the raise to make oneself sterile. Not only is there love the raise to make oneself sterile, or to make another human being sterile, even to sterilize a dog is allowed the rice. Even to sterilize a dog is allowed the rice. So the question is one allowed to take kishalikrim as a cure for jaundice, for yeroki, that's the jaundice? So even, and it's not a case of Pugach Nefesh, or sometimes jaundice might be Pugach Nefesh, but suppose the jaundice is not so, in such a serious form that it involves Pugach Nefesh. So is he allowed to take a case, shalikrim, which will cure him of the jaundice, but at the same time to make him sterile? So, it's Tavashim Yisravu, what is the psychration? So according to all of its mutter, which is for him. Because it's special, according to Rashi, it will be awesome. But here it's more than Lechpesle. It's when Yichale is upset about it. Does he want to become starved? He wants to be cured of the jaundice. And Mele, he agrees, even at the expense of becoming starved, as long as he will be cured of the jaundice. But it's a special, not just of Lechpesle, but it's a special. Now, Rashi says here, V'chime the Reb Shime, V'mideliyach Peslein Yisram, V'miyachav Nuchar, Mashenkin here, it's not Liyach Peslein, it's V'miyachalai, it's Koshalai. But here, we are discussing Shabbos. So by Shabbos, there is this distinction between Liyach Peslein and V'miyachalai. But according to Rashi, there is no distinction between Liyach Peslein and V'miyachalai. The later Tzivik Asinon, Shetimaras Tzivay Tzur. Now, then, let's learn the tesis, the Imamasko Tvei Nichalei Kech Leitzel Tzivay, before we learn the other tesis. Because it's Nigei, the Pshatu Gimor. Tvei now, there are many Rishenim who explain this Gimor. Shane Hoche the Hamad is being shown at Tvei Michale, Keich and Ritzel Tzivei, not on the basis of Zikreshel Yichpesley, is the whole, and not on the basis of Zikreshel Yichpesley, because of Melachas Machsheves, as Rashi explains it, but on the basis of Melachas Machsheves, before, because we pass like Rav Shimon, that Melachas Machsheves, by Shabbos, Melachas Machsheves, before, is not there. Now here, since he is not interested in the deadening of the closet. On the contrary, he is upset about it. But what can he do? He wants to have the blood to use as a dye stock. As a dye stock, he wants to be kind of mitzvah of tzitzes. So, some melee, he uses the blood even though it's not so good. But he'll be able to be kind of the mitzvah of tzitzes to make treles. So, this is Rashi's job. But many of the Shem explain it on the basis of Moloch Hashem Tzuchol Yigufo, in as much as he is not interested in the killing of the Chlozman, the Khan, so maybe it's Moloch Hashem Tzuchol Yigufo. Moloch Hashem Tzuchol Yigufo. And by Shabbos, according to Rav Shimon, he spoke. But let's see how Tesis explained it. So Tesis, on one hand, Tesis in the Dibra Masko, Misasiku, well, maybe we'll go over first the taste of Misasiku and Sikhu and Shabbat. Alright, and then we'll train it. Misasiku is a Tilas and Shabbat. time is passing. So far we know there are three pshat by the shame in the Gemara. One pshat is the pshat of Rov, the creation of this way. One pshat, the pshat of Rashi, because it's a creation of Nichole, so it's not Rashi's, but only by Shabbos, not in Palatir Rule. And one pshat, then the shame, I think the Rambam, the Rashbo. So because Melocha Shemitzvah will go for us also, only by Shabbos, because it's Melocha Shemitzvah. Nisasik way so it was nishome hai nisasik labdafke. Though because usually nisasik means the nisasik like whosoever menachas leisechayke, the Lord Yitzchabot bishocho, and then he carried it. So he wasn't having to carry. So that's in nisasik because of his special Shabbos aloch. So here it doesn't. It should not be understood in the usual sense of Nisasik, which as reference to a certain state of mind when Melocha is done, when he doesn't know that the Melocha is done, when he does it inadvertently and without intending it and unconsciously, you know, that's Nisasik. You know, sometimes a person, he walks into a person by habit is a custom. Whenever he walks into a dark room, so he turns on the light. I have it. So it can happen, a person on Shabbos day, he'll walk into a dark room, and it's not that he forgets his Shabbos. He forgets his Shabbos. He doesn't even intend to turn on the light, because if it's a dark room, and he gets into the room, he enters that room maybe 10 times a day, 20 times a day, every time. So he enters the room, he opens the door, he turns on the light. So this time too on Shabbos, not forgetting that it's Shabbos, but instinctively, inadvertently, without even intending to turn the light, he does it. It happens to many people, things like that. So then it's not Shabbos, it's not Chayvachatas. It's Misasik. By Shabbos, it's certainly Misasik. It's not in Rechaz Machsheves. So, the usual meaning of misasi means that he does it unconsciously, inadvertently, and it is potter because it's not Rechaz Machsheves. But here it is not to be understood in that sense. But here misasi means Domashim Mishav. Misasi is Tus Nishome. Hai misasi klav davke. Dom misasi bechabure chayef lerechshimen. Doma bisev peri sof nochal hanach lekeikeis hoyum talka b'chabure chayev misasik name chayev b'taine kidiyali. So we couldn't say maybe misasik. Rashi says that misasik here means not the general thing of misasik of water, but it means the misasik of Shabbos, of not being in Lechaz Machsheves. Why couldn't we say it? So Jesus says, no, because according to Rav Shimon, there is a halacha that Mikalkel B'chabur Yishai. Rav Shimon says, Mikalkel B'chabur Yishai. That's good knowing very, very well. Because we learn out from New Levi Shabbos. Torah says that one is that it has to be Mal, the child, with his money, Iman Shabbos. But without the Kiyos Apostle, he wouldn't be allowed to be Mal and Shabbos. And let's say, in the case of Mila Shaloi Bizmano, there is no Kiyos Apostle, he's not allowed. Why shouldn't he be allowed in Mila Shaloi Bizmano without a special Kiyos Apostle? After all, what kind of Melocha does he involve? Chabure, but he's in the Kalka. He's in the Kalka. So he's in Sakin, because in Kaim and Mitzvah, so Rav Shimon holds, the Tikkun of Mitzvah is not considered a Tikkun. Tikkun means a physical Tikkun. So why does the Torah have to tell us that Mila Bizmano is a Shabbos, even without the Rasakos, and even Mila Shaloi Bizmano, he should be allowed because on a physical level, he is in a Kalkil. The answer is, here in we have the Rasakos, that there is no Ptur of Mikalkil with Gabriel. So maybe the Torah didn't say that Mila Bizmano is a Shabbos, he wouldn't be allowed. And Mila Shaloi Bizmano, where there is no such Rasakos, is a Shabbos, so he's not allowed. So Mele, and what is Chaybeir? Is it all there? all mitzvahs and shalom. That's basically shitosim. But most Rishonim say that. But the Rambam Shita is that chayil is not chayil mishum tovel mitzvahs and shalom. The Rambam Shita is that chayil is chayil mishum tovel of dosh. So according to the Rambam, there is no tash. If Rashi had agreed with Shita's Rambam, then there wouldn't be any kasha. But the problem is that Rashi does not agree with Shita's Rambam. And Rashi's Shita is that Chayil, Rashi has two Shemes, Rashi has two Shemes, and Shemes and Shotzi. So one Russian is the Chayil is Chayil and Shotzi, because he dyes the skin when it's Chayil, he dyes the skin. And but the other Russian, the main Russian of Rashi is, it's told of the Shomek, not of Dosh. Now, so Jesus is humans, and that's very reasonable. That in view of the fact that we have a Zerzakosok with Abitrevia, which is only a Tolder of Utosi Shomet, that we call for his Chayev, so certainly the Abba of Utosi Shomet, we call for the Chayev. It's Mustafa like that. Why should a Tolder of Utosi Shomet be more humble than the Abba of Utosi Shomet be? The reverse would be understandable. But to say that Zerzakosok applies only to the Tolder of Utosi Shomet, that is highly cultured. But the Abba of Utosi Shomet, so Mikalko is potter, is not Mistaba. So that's Jesus Chaye. Hai Misasik Labdach, the Misasik Kabul Chaye would have Shimon, the Oma. And the Gemara says, and there's more increases in connection with state in ages. If somebody had, let's say, two teenagers, a male had two teenagers, one teenage was the middle of his mind, and one teenage was the middle of Shaloi Bismarck. And then he mistook on Shabbos, so he thought that he was being now the king of his manor, but he made a mistake, and mistakenly he was now the king of Shalom's manor, so he was like a Samoyim, where there is Chayla Chathos, not Chayla Chathos, so the lesser of Yeshua. So the one who says he's proper is for a different reason, because Tobi Bar Mitzvah, so Tobi Bar Mitzvah, the awesome Mitzvah is proper Chathos. But otherwise, even Rabbi Yeshua would be made it. So everybody would agree that he's Chayla Chatos. But the question is he's Misasek? He's a Misasek. So the Gemara says, Hanachlo Tenechis, Holum Kalkol Chabur Chaye, so Misasek Chabur Namachay. What's the pshat? What's the connection between Mikalko and Misasek? The answer is, both halachas, the two of Mikalko and of Misasi by Shabbos are deduced from the same posik of Melachas Machshavos. Since we have Xeros HaKosov, we got the Mikalko B'chabur, the Mikalko B'chabur is Chayev, and no Adam Loches, why is Mikalko Potter? Because of Melachas Machshavos. So that means that the requirement of Melachas Machshavos doesn't apply to Chabur. So mele, the requirement of not being a misasi, so doesn't apply to Chabura also, because it doesn't apply to Chabura either. But why? Because both halachas are deduced from the same posik of Melechas Machshavos. Misasi was from Nishama Hai, Misasi was Daf, the Misasi Chabura Chai, the Rav Shimon, the Sipiris of the Gochla, the Nekis, the Kabur Chabura Chai, the Rav Chai, ביטיינק יאו גאירט אין צום שטיינער אין דער קאפ פון דער חייער דער חשיל דער חס מחשבת די קאוט דאון און ניק דאון שומע דער מחשבת די יום אבי סיט קאמע דור גיגע און מיסאט און אין דער מיסאס פון שבת לייק הו שאד אין דער חס דער חייק די לוי היכע ביי די שוחו א הויל שניק ניקנס אין מיסטייקנלי he mixed up with nakeds and he was mal the teenage Shaloi Bizman, thinking that he was being mal the Tinnit Bizman, so that's because of Melechas Machshavos that he is Potter. So the Chabura doesn't apply because it's for this, from the same Posik is deduced. So how does the Gemara say here, Misasiku Itzel Nitzilas Nishomei? Misasiku Itzel Nitzilas Nishomei? And Mimele, So that's why he's put there. But Mitiras Nishome, that's the Av of Chedir. And Chabure, so there's a Kosuv that Misasik is Chayet. So the Av Misasik is also the Chayet. So that's a Kashi. That's a very strong Chayet. But that's a Kashi against Rashi Bolshunzi. But Sotesha says, Misasik here is not to be understood in the sense of the special Misasik. That is implicit in Lach Tosheret. The Misasik here means the general din of Misasik, of Rapshimer, of Dobo Sheinei, Mishavei, he says. That is not deduced from Lach Tosheret. It applies to Kolatere Kulev. No Zechete in Paschis, in Nozia, is allowed to straighten out his hair with his hand. Even though many times when you straighten out the hair with your hand, you pluck out hair, and Moshe is not allowed to pluck out hair, then so easy. If he plucks out, he plucks out. He's not mishapen to pluck out any hair. So that's not because of Lachs Moshevesh. This Moshe has nothing to do with Lachs Moshevesh. So the Shabbos is not going to go out in Kolatere Kule. So here, Misasik means the Kolatere Kule Dikawa of Dovoshini Mishapen. משאש לו אחד ראש מסחב אם כי מסחב קאום לא חבו תרפו בחבורה אבל אתה לבוא מלך מחשבס כמו כל משמש בתהירה ושאי אבו מלך מחשב אם ישור עם מסחב אם כי לא מה מלכם סוס מלכם גידעתו ובלבא של מסחב אם יחמו בני החמו נרואה so מלכם סוס that means those who sell clothing so they want to avoid the tax by the tax collector. So the Gemara is the kasha. How are you allowed to evade the tax in an office of dinner? So it's gezel. So the Gemara applies it. In other words, when it's a tax collector who collects the taxes not according to the law of the state, or when the state itself is very arbitrary and it's not legal, it has no limits. So then we don't say Din Malchus Adine. So there is no Yisagez. But then the question is, now the law is, so the tax collector, even though he's not such a wonderful person, not such a wonderful person, he's in it Melo, he appoints himself as a tax collector, not being appointed by his superiors, so he's not such a wonderful person, but still he's illegal. He recognizes that the Jew should not pay tax on the necessities, on the suit that he's wearing. So Mele, he has a better supply, but he doesn't want to pay the tax on it. So he puts on the coat that has flying that he shoppers just to show for a moment when the tax collector passes by, so he will not tell him to pay tax on it, because that's the coat that he's wearing, even though the truth is he's not wearing it. He wants to sell it. He wants to sell it to Golem. I mean, he's allowed to sell it to Golem. So he's allowed. So the question is, what is he that he's of life? So the Gemara says, like Rapshinen, the Dovashim is Chavim is Muta. So we see that the Aloha of Dovashim is Chavim Muta is the Dim Kotere Kule. It has nothing to do with Lechas Machshavis. But Shabbos is not Gohua. So here the Gemara means Misasi, the general dean of Dovah Hashem Mishra. The Tiyonim, the Chishun Yogid Abba, the Shem Lecham Neachamo, the Chim Chot Rekam Dikshubi, the Mentim Tzol Medam Chabur, the Mea Bolidam Mitzor, Ham Nesas Mitzor, the Mitzor, Ham Nesas Mitzor, the Halokha Krab Yudhe, the Halokha Krab Shemem. So in other words, if we say, Lanos Hatz Mitzor, so then he's in Mishravi, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could still be Osa, because Rabbi Yehuda holds the Roshim Yishchavim is Osa. Peirim the Roshim Yishchavim to my Lord, Rabbi Yehuda Roshim Yishchavim in Kalka, Allah to my Lord, Mashma the Allah, Rabbi Shim the Roshim Yishchavim, so like when he's wicked in the Kalka, after the Kalka of Habur Echayim, keeping the Yishchavim is Mutter. Alright. Now, Tvei Michalei, now, the question is, so Tesres mentions a very strong Kalka, that Misasik here means the general dean of Dovah Hashem Yishchavim. But Rashi says that it means the special dean of Misasik, of Melechas Machshavos. So the question here is, if it is a special din of Hisas that is deduced from Lechas Moshebes, so the Gemara says in Chrisas, Hanachol to make his Hulim Kalkul Chabur Chayel, Misas Kabur Chayel. So, and here is the Chabur, it was the Shomu, but Sim Vera, Sim Mochamu. So, Chabur is a told of Mishuras Hashom. He's told of Mishuras Hashom. But Shomer, there's the Abu Mishuras Hashom. So if there is a special, there's a course of a special Chumre, we got to be told that it is not as basic as the Av, that Mikalukul is higher, certainly the Av, which is more basic, should certainly be higher even if it's Mikalukul. Now, according to the Rambam, if Rashi had agreed with the sheet of the Rambam, there would be any difficulty in Rashi. Because according to the Rambam, Chayvel is higher than Mishum Tolde Vidosh, Mishum Tolde Vidosh, and so has nothing to do with Tos Nishomer. But Rashi, it seems, is Chelik and the Rambam. Now let's see the Rashi in Mishmoneh Shvatim. Shmei no shotzim lafkut zayim minawa. Shmei no shotzim amurim bateo. Hatzodron v'achidu ben chay. Ushol shkotzim lemosim achidu ben kod. Hatzodron tzir chay, shol tzir kod. Chay rishi v'shusi, atzim kod achim v'chay. Shmei no shotzim achilem v'arbo. Hatzodron chay v'shem mir mitzad. V'achidu in nord v'chay. Hatos, v'chidu, so he has to be v'chidu 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 v'chidu. If you capture fish, you're high. If you catch fish, or if you capture a deer, so it's the derech of people to catch fish, it's the derech of people to go hunting. You know, hunting is not such a nice thing. Can an individual, he has a tshuva, he says that for a Jew to go hunting involves hazorias, it's a terrible thing. But what is that?
Ramos and Moshe Leitzim?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's our soldiers and everything. But
the Yehuda says the only hunter was Esau.
Okay, yeah, I know. But the fact is, the only hunter is Esau. I mean, there are so many people today who are hunters. The only hunter, I mean, of the descendants of Avraham is Esau. But there are so many hunters, I mean, and unfortunately, Jews also go hunting. It's a sport today, I mean, it's a sport. So, it's minimitzet, whether it's a nice thing or not a nice thing, it's a dovashim minimitzet, so there's a minimitzet. But suppose you catch a fly, you're not high. It's not something I want to keep, but you're not high, because it's not the usual thing to boast the fly hunting. So really it's a dumb or shame, you mean it. So, Achibu Chaye, Achibu Chaye, Achibu Chaye, Achibu Chaye, Achibu Chaye, the Yish Lanea can afford the Lore, the Havali Chabuga Shin Chizeres, the Havali Teo the Vishay Chayim. So Rashi says in the first Lashon, Teo the Vishay Chayim. What Shay Chayim can tell us in Shom? For the Shom. Mishnachine kidding me is the mayor, needs by the dam and it's a high for the alright. But that's not the Ikalosh and Rashi. In every other place seems to agree with the first Rashi that the table is higher, Mishmutolde, the first Shaman. And even according to the second Rashi, the second Rashi does not negate it. The second Rashi holds that Chayvel can be mechuyev sometimes, Mishum Tolde Tzevea also, but it doesn't negate the Tolde of Nikolas Hashem. So Rashi Shiti is not like the Rambam. So then the Kashi is outstanding against Rashi. How can Rashi explain Misasi, who eats on Nikolas Hashem, because of Nikolas Hashem? So it's a common Rashi, it's not a general Nikolas Hashem, but a special thing of Misasi, of Nechaz Machsheves, so some Mele, in Kalko is also Potter in Om Lochas, because of Nechaz Machsheves. And but there is a Gesakko Sulta Habura, and there is no to. Mele and Dino in Kisi says, there is same Gesakko Sulta implies that there is no to for Habura either. So what do we have to say, Rashi? mean, I wouldn't say it, but we are forced to say it now, that since it's a special Joseph, it's not a numerous form, it's a special Joseph. And that Yosakosuf is mentioned by the Torah in connection with Rav. With the Av of Mitzvah Shalom. No, it's not mentioned in connection with the Av of Mitzvah Shalom. It's mentioned in regard to the Toldeh of Mitzvah Shalom. So, it only applies to the Toldeh of Mitzvah Shalom. But it doesn't apply to Av. So you ask, how can the Toldeh be more common? It's no kashuf. I mean, I wouldn't say it, but we see. And you see the tasteless doesn't like that, that's for. But Rashi, obviously, is very contagious. Because Tolde is not, you see, if, let's say, something is Meinav, then it's the same thing. But Tolde is not Meinav. Tolde, let's say, Hunter Lezer. So, if somebody does an Av, and Tolde of the same Av, the El Me'achod is Chayef Shnichatois, as if they had been two separate laws. So, Toldeh is not just a logical analogy. It's not a logical analogy. Toldeh is a special aloha, it's not a person. So, also, achas neheino. Heino obes, neheino toldeh. So, Toldeh takes effect as an aloha on the basis of the Zosakosu of achas neheino. Heino obes, neheino toldeh. So, mele, since the general principle is Mikalkil is potter in all of Shabbos. And Misase is potter. But we have this special Zerosakos. So, in the Kabbalah, and you can't say smart, but this is a Toldeh, this is a derivative of Mitzvah Shalom. We have just a person can respect with a derivative, so it should apply to the basic category of Mitzvah Shalom. Also, you can't say such words. It's a Zerosakosu, Ligabe, the Toldeh, and Toldeh is not Mama is the same as the Av. If it had been made up, he would say it's Mama the same. No, it's not Mama the same. According to Rabbi Lezer, so it's treated like a separate category altogether. And even according to Rabbi Lezer, it's not treated like a separate category. But there is a special aloha of Achas Meino. Heino Oves, Meino Toves. So that special to the Sakosu, Heino Chaboya Lefidushim, it applies only to that specific Toldeh. It doesn't apply to the Avitzah. It's not reasonable. It's a Zosakosuk, it doesn't have to be reasonable. It's a Zosakosuk. That's Rashi Shita, I mean, there is no other way. This is Rashi Shita. All right. Tvei Nichalei, Kehecha Beleitzel Tzivei, Pireish. So we see from this Teisves that according to Teisves, when Gemara says Misasi, and then the Gemara explains it. Kol kamor v'yitz b'nishom etzvei michalei keichel v'yitzot tzivei, it doesn't mean the melechas machshevet v'ka'aloch of misasi. But it means the kolater kulet v'ka'aloch of misasi. Dorshin nishat. I mean, the dorshin nishat. Maybe I shouldn't say the kolater kulet v'ka'aloch because there is Aloha of Misasi, Kashiyachta, but Misasi, maybe that is another aloha, not the general Dinoloshim Savin. It's not Aulia. The Kolatir, the Kedim of Dinoloshim Israel. That's what Eidu said. Now let's see what Eidu says here. On the surface, it appears that there is a spirit between this day's verse and the next day. Tvei Nichalei Kechem Reisel Tzilei, Pirish Avog Abdab, Tzitvei She, Yimei Rav Shimon, Hochem Niftah, mishum to have melacha shini tzricha lidufal. So how is it mashma from this expression that this day says explains it like the Ramban and the Rashbo, because of melacha shini tzricha lidufal, not because of davashin yischav. Davashin yischav in according to the previous day says. So that's a kolater kulei kalachim. See, melacha shini tzricha lidufal, that's a shabbos kalach. So it seems that there is a direct stira between the last day's face and this day's that's how that is. Pirish Abogadah, the situation of Rav Shimon Roche, Nichter, Mishun Rav Loch, Hoshin Yitzchik Lugufo, the appeal of Mikhal Kilpot Rav Shimon Loch, Hoshin Yitzchik Lugufo, Kibi Oma, Michele, Tanach Mokim, Man, Shma, Shams, Lidon, Mikhal Kapur, Chayet, Rav Shimon, Rav Loch, Hoshin Yitzchik Lugufo, Potter, Oleo, וכן היא דרך שימן סקרי שהנמילה בגודי מיכלי היא נשרה מדע וצריכה לגופו כדי צריכה לגופו אבל מידה ויח בסלי מיד לאי לאי מיד the whole case besides the fact that on the surface it appears to contradict what the previous thing she says but it's not so. Taisha says that the reason is why he's potter, pain, michalei, is in Rosh Hashanah. So why does Taisha have to be married so much? Who doesn't know that the cult of Shimon in Rosh Hashanah before he's potter? He has to talk so much. How is it? Taisha says, you don't have any. What Taisha again explains it. Hodara the name, Hodara the Chavre. The first Mishnah in Dafkuf Gimel Dal. Hachirish Kolshu Makif and Kalsen from Zareid Kolshu Chayef. I'm Makif 18 in the second Kolshu in Mersi. He will bash the pizza cow. And walk it as sudden in the second culture and name it the PM. Turn around. Hatele is Urshin, Bamzari is Hobby. In Lachile Kitway, in Bene Kimberly Piagdi, in the Hesek, he will bash the pizza cow. In Yadi Sakaka, Toshin, because he's the second car. Or to Kuru Yadi Sakaka. I'm the Rabbi Islam Tabay, the Adam Shabbat. So there is no Yidin Kaka in the meadow. Abaya on the Rafiotin, we saw the Lada, where there is a Yibaka. But yes, we let him be Makuya Tini for a Masho, because he is Misaka the Kaka, Heresh. So if again on the Chab, he is not Mishabim to the Misaka the Kaka. So, Rabbi and 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 Rabbi So, they're finished. Doesn't say anything else. What else is there? How the Tia thinks it's so much? What should we look for? And even though it's a creche, so, and the Russian is a creche, so, but that's only when it is strictly good for it. It's not really good for it. It's real personal. Why do they have to talk so much? Why isn't it so smart here? I think I mean, seems that we are only talking a lot, so that detracts from the chat. Tesis had said, the option is going to go for the way Tesis said after Gimel, it would be much clearer. So the Russian in Tesis is very confused. Now let's go over again. Pirish Abbott, our situation, the leader of Shimon, Ochem Nifta, the Abbott, the Russian da fiu bin kau ko potter auf zum wasch zu go vor gewon der kann nach rocken man schamms li am kau hab wohl heil auf schimmer war doch noch zum go potter leo sich mir ja schön sich ein schad mir wurde mir khale in same da hab ich zu go vor aber mir nicht das so lord loy mei why don't you say some I think even though superficially one would be tempted to say Jesus knew the options they were for. But then there is a still between these Jesus and the previous Jesus. Pesach doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah. But Pesach means the old sheep of the secretion leaders. And even though Pesach is holy, but there are two sheetahs Rishim. Some Rishim are Chilik and Oruch and the Reisalek. And the Reisalek. And some Rishim, like the Rim Ksubis, in the Sugi of the Reise, in the Reise, the Vod, so there the Rim says, is Chilik and Oruch. And he says that even situation Michalei Lichtes lays also. But the Raya, the Kashi is, himself, the Raya, himself, in the and then talking by Rahobe, where it's in Maya with Peres, so then it's Mutter. So again, the Lord explains it on the basis of secretion leaders, because he has a Shana Achite, so he's not really interested in being Machshir, this Rahobe, this is Shana, because he has a Shana to be in Israel anyway. So he's a little puzzling. So that's another right. So he says, you know, can we treat you? If the real had been fairly come to all, and it answered that, but he couldn't say, you know, can we treat you? So it's a right from the real, that the real agrees on the right with the all. But where is the all concerned? Is it Mati and the Rabbonon? So the real asked them. But there are many Rishenim who are Chilik and the Oruch and the Reisler. But all the Rishenim, the Chaim brings it out. In other words, what's the right door? Right door to all these enormous. They are at Chavre, Kol Kami, he's been shown the Kriyichle, Kechel Yitzitzile, and then, and there are other Reis, but Rishayne, I mean, there are many Reis. So, what do the other Rishenim do? And the vice level, what do they do with all these people? So they explain the Gemara, how did they, how did they have that? Or, Kol Kamedis, the Nishomet, the Nishomet, the Nishomet, the Nishomet, the Nishomet, the Nishomet, so they explain it on the basis of the fact that we pass like Shemen, that the Lashon is very good for his pot. The Lashon is very good for his pot. That's how they explain it. But the Rambam cannot explain it that way, because that's all right if you assume that we pass like a few Russians to the Jewish quarter. But the Rambam happens to be among the few Rishonim who pass like a Jewish Russians to the Jewish. So then we have to say, all these Gemara, some of the Gemara, how they are the Chavrit, how they are the Yilkasi. And that's not Mistabea. Some Mele, they are the Chavish, the Aloche, of secretion leich v'sleiz mutter. So they are forced. And the Oruch also happens to pass like Rambam. The Aloch is like a good and lotion spoke of Israel. So Mele, the Chaim says, that the Rambam is forced to agree with Oruch. Because the other Rishonim who say that secretion leich v'sleiz the same thing as secretion leich v'sleiz. So how do we explain all these Gemaras? Because it's like Rav Shimon. But if we pass like a Buddha, then we can say all these Gemaras are like Rav Shimon. Then it means that all the so many Gemaras are not only the Ilgasim. Since the Oruch also passes like a Buddha, and the Rambam passes like a Buddha, so many of the Oruch and the Rambam both have the same shite. Both have the same shite. So Mele, here it is a Moloch HaShemit Tzrichu Lebut in addition. And the fact is that every melacha shenitzricha legufo, if you're not miskaven, is a secretion. The halacha melacha shenitzricha legufo can be visualized in connection with the case where it's miskaven anus. Let's say hamesias hames mikedel v'shusarav. There is miskaven anus. It's not miskaven. He's miskaven to carry the mess. But he does it not for a positive purpose, but in order to get rid of it. Or case Mishusarab, another case Mishusarab, is Mishab Mamish, but he does it for a negative purpose. So it's in the Loha, Shinisarab. Hamchabe is a name of Shinisore, and Yakum, Listing, the Ruach, or even if it's not the government, if we say the Lakshmi Tzvicha, we do fall asleep like that. Some Chavre Sameya, because he can't fall asleep, it's not about nothing. He won't die if he doesn't sleep. But he's Potrak on Rashim, because it's not Lassi's Kechot. So, the Lakshmi Tzvicha can manifest itself in a case where there is actual Kavanah, and it can manifest itself in a case where there is no actual Kavanah. God, it's a creation Kavanah, constructed, legal Kavanah. So, that's a cloud. Whenever there is no Kavanah Mamish, and we have to resort to the law of situation, to be considered misfaving, if in addition it's a law of situation, then it's a situation limit. Then it's a special limit. So whenever you are mishaving to, when you're not mishaving to be mechaving there, but it's a situation. It's a situation. So Mele, since usually Kibu is lost in the Gufo, so where you're not mishaving to be mechaving there, it's a special limit. It's a special limit. Because what does Lakshmi Tzvicha mean? He's not interested in Malacha itself. And what does Tzikveshal Yechusel mean? Thinking? He's not interested. He's not interested in being Misakin Dara the Chavre. He's not interested in killing the Chalazim. So that's the meaning of Lakshmi Tzvicha, and that's the meaning of Tzikveshal Yechusel. But in a case where there is actual kavanah, like I'm chavis hanei, mitnish shi yochel mishen, so then you can't say special yochelay because he's managed this. So then it's totally matrikus and even the chimer and the pastor and computer the way the Rambam passes. It's higher trace chav. But in a case where you're not this chav, but it's considered legally to be this chav, constructed in the chav, by applying the aloche of secretion, if in addition it's in a tzvichole gufo, so then it becomes a secretion liachaslai. So Teisves mentions lochshin tzvichole gufo not to emphasize the concept of lochshin tzvichole gufo per se, but if it is lochshin tzvichole gufo, then it is liachaslai. And in this case, where there is no kavanah mamash, it becomes so maybe it's in consonance with the previous one. Now again, you see, it's not difficult to know. Pirish Avagadal situation with Rav Shimon Hochem, the Avagadal situation with Rav Shimon Hochem, Nifdam Sham Hochem Tzichol Gufo. And in addition, there is no actual Kavanah. So maybe it's situation with Rav Shimon. The appeal of uncomfortable with Rav Shimon, the Hochem Tzichol Gufo. כי דיומה פרק הנחלוקים מן שם סודום מקום חבר חייב רב שימן ולא רשם צחור גופו פטרלאו וכי מידה רב שימן סקפי שען הם מלבימי להניח עליי היא נשכה מדעה וצריך לבובו so here is emphasizing the concept of דובר של נשכה ואין if they said men זה דובר של לא צחור גופו פסי why do they have to mention because where is Rav Shimon made it? Situation when it's Michal. Who is discussing now the Rosh Hashanah is having? We are discussing Rosh Hashanah is really before. So even when there is actual Kavanah, HaMechabes HaMeyam Mishin Yochel Lishen, or Natlas is Pechom, or HaMeitzi Mesker Shus Arabim, is Manish Mishavim, HaMeitzi Kevle Shus Arabim, Manish Mishavim. So he's still Potter. So why does he mention Michalei, not Michalei, which are Svoras and Alochas in Mishavim? So we see the Teisves is not mentioning Alochas in Mishavim in order to emphasize the Alocha of Machine and my Shabbos of Alochas in Mishavim per se. But since it's Alochas in Mishavim, and here is not Mishavim Mamesh, and we are saying that he's considered Mishavim by having recourse to the Alocha of Sikhreje, so since Washington's going to go, it's not in LA, it's only up this way, so maybe it's not principle. The Rashi Pirich, the whole, the made of action of Sikhreje, Haine Mai, in Idol Yichvesling, Now we have to see the Gemara in the Chavis.
Just the kasha of places sounds like places is
all I know. I was bothering myself. But let's first go with it. Here the Mishnah Chagiga Fiyudum Dalet says, "Heta midorim peichim da'at, vein lemamash nisna. Kuch Shabbes Chagigas Chamules Areim ke'avorim matruim misaro, she'nikomuet ba'alochis nerubis. Chagim ba'avides hataras ba'tumes ve'arayes yesh lemamash nisnichu vein heim gufetim." Now the Mishnah mentions here that there are all kinds of halachas of tirash bal peh. There are halachas of tirash bal peh that are completely grounded in the tirash bal peh. In the tirash b'chsav, there is no makeup for it. There are certain halachas of tirash bal peh which there is a mute mention in tirash b'chsav, but the major portion, the details, the protein, are grounded in tirash bal peh. And then there are certain halachas of tirash bal peh where the tirash of b'chsav discusses many halachas in this. So let's say tumeh, arayes. So the Torah tells out and this out of the tavan tumeh some shalets and shechvazara. You know, of course, the halachas of tirash bal peh also, but there is a ribu. It's completely grounded in Tirash Bal Peh. Then, Kilcha Shabbos, so Hevach says, I believe this, it's actually coming up. It's our age, we're coming to sit on the Shabbos, but that's all. Because on this Lachas, all these Halachas, the Tirash Lachas, that's grounded in Tirash Bal Peh. So anyway, so the Gemara says, Kilcha Shabbos, Michtav Ksidah. The Roshna Mishnah is that Kilcha Shabbos in Mikot Harovim Atrim Misar means very little, but it's not Saro. Of course, the major portion of Kilcha Shabbos is grounded in Rosh Hashanah, but it's not Saro. It's Mikotzi. No, it's Richel Ched Rabbah. One of the other Achim had been in Shabbos in Tzorot Olav for Potter. שמען קרבשין אין דעם מלאך שון צו פריגו פא פאטער פאטער שנאד וויי צו נישט נסעס דא קשאב זי גאל אין די דיס מלאך די מלאך פא קשאב איז אפ קורס מוסט פון די די פאטין האב גאנגע נתערש מאל קעק בט די מלאך איז מענש איז נאט לייק סאר בט די מוז איז ספעשאל מלאך פא קשאב די מלאך שון איז דא די קשאב פון צו פא פאטער דאט איז אונלי כחוטה שער מיישן נדערש. די מאן קראפשינה דעם וואכן צו די גוף פאט. א פיל טיימל דער ביוט. סא סא דאט יוא קען זיין די מאן קראפשינה דעם טאל באוט דער ביוט סם וואכן צו גוף איז רייט צו די נישט גוט צו פאר די וואכן. דער פאן פאדיר דאס נאס צאלאך. מאבשע איז א פיל טיימל דער ביוט. פאסן מיסאקי נאך מיט קאל. a beautiful part of Buddha's nature. And that's Harun Atwin Bisao. So Harun Atwin Bisao. So there has to be a Sao at least mentioned before. Where is the Sao? Meleches, so where is the Sao? Meleches Machshedes Oshotero. Meleches Machshedes Lexi. What is Sao it is? Because is Meleches Machshedes mentioned explicitly in connection with Shabbos as well? Meleches Machshedes is mentioned in conjunction with Meleches Mishkan. But there is this Lichus between Meleches Shabbos and Meleches Mishkan. So that's why. What is it? That's why it's called Harogim Atunza. Anyway, so the Gemara says here that Aloha of Mikalkir and the Aloha of Roshan Tzvukhufor is deduced from Meleches Machshedes. So this is discussion. This is discussion. Some Mele. The Tevis is a kind of Vida Mashma. The Holy Father of Shimon Roshan Tzvukhufor. Hayu Mishun Biboye. Meleches. Meleches Machshedes. Bin Kain Bihabura do Boy Meleches Machshedes. The Chayim Bo Meleches Machshedes. So why does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin the Tidon of Shimon who says that in Kalkil the Chabure he said but still Meleches Machshedes and Ruf of the Chabure is brother. If we say that it's not based upon the Zeres HaKosu Meleches Machshedes then we understand. But the Gemara in Chagiga says Harogim Atrum Bisaro. Where is the Saro? Saro means a reference to Shabbos. But it's not an explicit mention, because it's not in Rachma Shabbos, it's not mentioned explicitly in Kaddish. Only through the Drosh of Smichus, because Nisnechon, and Lech Shabbos, and Lech Samushkin. So that means that both the Din of Mikalkir and the Din of Rosh Hashanah before is deduced from Lech Machshedes. Lech Machshedes, which is deduced, so maybe it should have the same Din as Nisasek, and we should say that just as Nora says, Hanach Rocham, it makes Holy Mikalkir, Abraham, Sadaka Rocham. So, Hanachon Lochashim Tzikul Gufo, the Chabure, Shem Poyu, and Mikal to Chabure Chai, and Lochashim Tzikul Gufo, Lohs Chai, and the men in Sanayna on Sele, so Thesis doesn't give you that. I think that we haven't understand why Thesis remains in Torahfil. There is a very simple distinction between the analogy that exists between Mikalkil, the Chabure, and Misasi Chabure, and the analogy that might exist between Mikalkil and Lochit. Because, you see, there are many alohas that are deduced from Lochit. Many alohas. One aloha is Mikalkil, another aloha is Misasi, especially. We said in that it was a fake week of the Shabbat when he does it without knowing, unconsciously, inadvertently, unconsciously. So, and then you find that the shaming that is the Azotim of the Shalabot says that the Chayad is because of the Hashmash of the Shabbat. And then the Rashbam, the Rasa of the says, Chotishio by Shabbos is Potter because he's not going to. So, yeah. Kama become alochas of Meleches Machshedes. But all these alochas of Meleches Machshedes represent a general din of Meleches Machshedes in all melachos, not in a specific melachos. No melachos is a general din in regard to the quality of melachos. In other words, if a person does a melachos, whether it's chiddush, whether it's ketzer, whether it's Zereya, whether it's Mubashir, whether it's Tate or whatever in it, or Ketzip or Kereya, if he's a powerful spot. So this halacha is expressive of a certain quality that a melacha must possess. In other words, a melacha, north b'chayev and Shabbos, must possess the quality, the attribute of being a sacrifice. constructive, creative work, not destructive work. So it relates to the quality of the melacha, and it's a general halacha, not a specific halacha in respect to a specific melacha. The kalkin is potter by kreya. The kalkin is potter by every melacha. So it's not that we have expressions of kaposot in kreya, and we have expressions of kaposot in seisei, we have expressions of kaposot in maki bichati, we have expressions of kaposot in bivashi. No, there is only one of those kaposot. In general, not in general, Allah in Pratel Kula, like those in Israel, but in general, Allah in Mulach Shah. It doesn't relate to the Tzuras Allah of this specific law. Now, here's the sheet in regard to the Pilikam and Sniya Yunus. Turn to the cases. Cases with the master, the king and page. Literally, the Molocha Shin is Sukhon Gufo, Kore Kishais and Molocha, the Mitsori Kleis and Tera, Kain Shom Sukhon Wish, Elohim Yanach, Katsela Shoiso Molocha and Master, Kishila Yunishkon, who Gufa Molocha Bishoroshe. So the criterion is the purpose for which a certain locha was done. So in Mishkan, the locha of Tzedek was done not for the purpose of avoiding an injury, a bite. It was done deliberately for the purpose of being established in the government. So in other words, so Molocha Shem Yitzchikon Gufo is not a general aloche, like in Kalkin, which is a general aloche, in Omla Hashem. It has to be a creative, constructive act, not destructive act. No, it's not enough. It's not like Misasi, that it has to be, it's a general aloche in Omla Hashem, it has to be a conscious, deliberate act. No, Molocha Shem Yitzchikon Gufo relates to each specific melacha in its own unique, peculiar way. So, in regard to tzedek, some melacha tzedek gufo means if it is done for the deliberate, for the same purpose that it was done in the mishkan. So, one melacha was done in the mishkan for one purpose, another melacha was done in the mishkan for another purpose. So, this halacha of Moshe Tzvi Gufo is not a general halacha that applies to all melacha Shabbos. It's a specific halacha in each and every melacha, and it defines the Tzuras halacha. So it's not It's not a general halacha, a certain prerequisite. It has to be creative. It has to be conscious. No, it defines Rav Hashem Tzvul Gufo, defines the Tzuras Amlocha, the future of but how is the Tzuras, what's the essence of the Tzuras Amlocha? Every Melocha has its own Tzuras Amlocha. Bishra has its Tzuras Amlocha. Satan has its Tzuras Amlocha. How do we determine the Tzuras Amlocha of each specific Melocha separately? By determining how it was done in Mishra. So in Melee, it's not shy of the same. Oh, you're the power of the Chabur is fire. So Melech Hashem Yitzchich only good for the Chabur is also fire. Mikalkil is a general law in Melech Hashem. And still there is a Gesachos of a certain prerequisite. A general prerequisite. And still we have a Gesachos of there is, Chabur is an exception. This necessary quality of being a creative act, it applies to Melachos, not to Chabur. So maybe we say the same thing is true of Misasi. Misasi, like in Kalkil, is also a general law. It relates to a certain quality in the Melachos, that every Melachos, the higher, has to possess the quality of being a conscious, deliberate act. Not if it's an unconscious act. Not if it's done inadvertently. It's a general law. And still, it applies to all melachos, but chabur not. Chabur is an exception. So just as the general law of mikalkil is an exception in the Dao, so chabur is an exception, so the general law of misase, chabur is also an exception. Very simple. Mashein came when you make an equation between the Kalk and Rosh and Tzvul Gufo. It's in different wavelengths. The Kalk is a general law. It is expressive of a certain quality that every Loch of Lamites and Lochas must possess. Namely, it has to be a constructive, creative act. If it is a destructive act, so it is gone. In general, and we have a also that Chabur is an exception. This requirement of having the quality of constructiveness and creativeness so doesn't apply to Chabur. Some melee the other general of namely that every melacha has to be a conscious, deliberate act, not an unconscious act, doesn't apply to Chabur either. But when you say just because we the general halacha of the culture, so Chabur is an exception and is not subject to that requirement, so the specific halacha that defines the tzuras halacha of the tzuras nishome should not be subject to it. One is a general halacha and the other one is a specific. One relates to the quality of the halacha and one relates to the definition of the halacha. So how can you make an equation between one halacha that is of general significance and another halacha which is of specific significance, which relates to a specific halacha? It doesn't relate to another halacha. The according to Teis Rishites, some halacha has to be determined separately in respect to each of the halacha. So, in respect to Tzedek, it has to be determined by the way the Tzedek was carried out in Mishnah. In respect of Mishnah, it has to be determined by the way the Mishnah was carried out in Mishnah. In respect to Seisei, it has to be determined according to the way it was carried out in Mishnah. In respect to Dosh, it has to be determined. So it's a specific aloha, and every aloha has its own definition of aloha. It's not in general that we have law. According to this case, there is no general law. In one law, Chatzkibur Gupon means one thing. In Kipur, Chatzkibur Gupon means Dr. Asikat. That's a diamond is not applied to Nitzoy. Nitzoy, Chatzkibur Gupon means something else, a positive need in the object right now, not in negative. So every specific law has its own definition of Chatzkibur Gupon. So maybe we cannot say just because the general law of Mikalke does not apply to Abune, so the specific aloha that defines the Meloche of Atzrichal Gupon Chabune does not apply to Abune, it's still Meloche. I think it's a very simple fact. It's even difficult to write cases, remains in the charge. Now, tomorrow, so we know about the whole thing there, but you should go over many good mornings, and I learned that we got it, and especially, it's very